This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Radio and TV this week is saturated with ads about holiday shopping. What you don't see are ads exhorting you to save. It seems a shame since so many Americans have little or no cash saved for the unexpected emergency. About 40% of us live paycheck to paycheck. Joining us is the host of one of the other programs in our little broadcast family here, Marketplace Money, Carmen Wong Ulrich. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Savings is hard, but why is it just so hard?
Well, there's a couple forces at hand. There's always are. So one of the forces, of course, stagnant wages, declining wages. But there really was a loss of the culture of saving. So we had decades where we had access to credit not only in plastic, but in our homes. Also, when you have a job market that was doing so well, there wasn't this pressure to have an emergency fund of 6 months. Who would need that? You could get a job in a couple of months.
But if we've lost the culture of savings, there's also an implication that maybe we just lack discipline. We should get the discipline back, put our nose to the grindstone and save, for heaven's sake.
We absolutely should. But here's the thing. It's about spinning savings into something else because you need to have a reason. You need to have a motivation. I mean, it's basic human behavior. Write down what you're spending your money on for 30 days. It's that whole diet thing that basically when you write, you're processing. So you instantly spend less money and then you become cognizant of where your money is going. And you automate the thing. You make sure that you're saving and you make it a habit every month.
Carmen, do you see a link between lower savings and the low interest rates that you earn? I was just looking. My bank will give you 0.01% on a six-month CD for 20 grand or less. 0.01%.
Wow. That's beaucoup bucks right there.
It's not exactly an incentive to save.
No, it's not an incentive to save. Actually, the folks who complain about savings rates actually are people who have savings. So they're the ones who are holding on to money and saying, why is my money just sitting there? It's not doing anything for me. Inflation's eating at it. I call the inflation on that cash insurance. You're paying insurance for having cash on hand so that should you lose your income, you don't have to put all of your bills on a credit card. Can you imagine the interest rate you're going to have on a credit card? So there is a little price to pay there, but keep in mind that that cash can protect you.
Personal finance expert and the host of our Marketplace Money program, Carmen Wong Ulrich. The website, marketplacemoney.org. Carmen, thank you.
Thank you, David.